With a Wolfpack and Mike Glennon and you, tell me about the dynamics with both you guys coming from rival schools. Tell me about the dynamics of you and Glennon.
Yeah, for sure. Me and Mike get along great. He's been nothing but helpful for me and my development, especially it could be a tough transition from him starting to me starting and all that. But yeah, we have our college rivalries, and there's a lot of pride that we take in supporting both our schools. So there's a little smack talk going on this week, which is a big game coming up. But at the same time, we're just going about our business this week and getting ready for the Eagles. So we're excited for the game this weekend. So there's a little smack talking going, but in the end, we're on the same team right now. So we're always helping each other get better each day.
What's it been like sort of learning on the fly now a little bit since you've become the starter? And can you see the difference now from your first start earlier in the year?
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely feel the difference. And I've learned a lot from my first start. And I feel like the more game film I can watch, especially of myself from the games and the preparation, I know what it takes on a week-to-week basis of what all I need to watch, prepare for it, to feel comfortable and in the games. So I feel like I've progressed a little bit each week, and I'm learning different things, and I just need to keep getting better each week.
Mitch, have they given you a little bit more freedom and responsibility each week?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're just easing me into it, kind of. But I feel like I could have handled it from the get-go, and they're just trusting me, I feel like, more and more to open up this offense and just put more responsibility in my play, because I definitely feel like I can handle it, and they feel like I prepared for it as well. So hopefully it'll be like that moving forward, and this offense will continue to be more and more dynamic.
You played in a spread at North Carolina, Mitch, or pro style?
Yes, spread.
Yeah. Yep. Is it? I mean, how's that adjustment been?
It's good. There's a lot of carryover from what we did at North Carolina. It's just there's a lot more formations in this offense, and intricacies as far as shifts and motions and who goes where and splits and alignments. So I had to study a lot from that, and just understanding the operation of a huddle, line of scrimmage, all the checks and audibles as far as that goes. And but it's been a good transition. I learned a lot at North Carolina, and I think that helped me to prepare and really make the adjustment to the NFL offense and this offense we have in Chicago.
Toughest thing for a quarterback making the college to pro adjustment, obviously, is the speed of the game, Mitch. What's it been like? I mean, did you notice it right away? And how has the adjustment gone?
Yeah, I think you do notice it. I think you notice it more in your first game than in practice, because I think everyone just turns it up that much more notch on Sunday. So you really start to notice it. You guys flying around, you figure out what windows you can throw the ball into and what you can't, and how important it is to throw on time and when I need to listen in my feet to check the ball down. So yeah, those are just the types of things that I've learned since my first start, and I've kind of improved on each week. But yeah, the speed of the game is something serious.
Mitch, how impressive has the Eagles' defense to you looked on film? This is a complete defense, not just their front seven, but their secondary as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what they are. They're a complete defense. They fly to the ball, they're aggressive up front, and they feed off each other, and they play with a lot of energies. And I think that's how they are able to keep teams in front, force turnovers, and they help the offense a lot. So, yeah, it's just going to be our job to go out there and execute. But, yeah, you definitely see a great defense on the other side of the ball and what they've been able to do to shut down opposing offenses all year long.
Your coach earlier, Mitch, was talking about how it is for a rookie. It's almost like being a miler and being told you got to run 2 miles. I mean, you go from the combine to more pre-draft prep to the draft to OTAs to training camp. I mean, your first year is kind of a nonstop thing. It's a lot of quarterbacks. Carson's talked about how great it was to finally catch his breath in the off season after his rookie season. Your first year been like that for you? I mean, just kind of nonstop.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't think that, like, I mean, I've heard it from everyone. I've heard it from Carson. I've heard it from Jared. And everyone who goes through it, it's a long process. And you really just got to take it one day, one week at a time. And you learn so much in your rookie year. And the best thing for me is there's nothing else I'd rather be doing. I love this game. I love where I'm at with this organization. And I'm in a special position. I realize that. So you just got to take advantage of the blessings and be thankful and just continue to play the game that I love. And it's been a lot of fun, but yeah, it's a grind for sure.
Now they started Mike for the first four games. I mean, when you went into training camp, was there a plan in place, or I mean, how did they work that as far as when they felt you would be ready, or they just did they just play it by ear and see how you were doing as far as your development?
Yeah, I don't think there was a set plan in place to when I would come in. I think they were just playing it by ear, and they were just seeing how I was progressing as week to week. I think they wanted to give me some time to see what it took to prepare weekly as a starter, and then they felt I was ready enough to go in there. And hopefully I've been helping the team, and I feel like I've gotten better each week. So, yeah, it's just going to be that continual progression of me getting better each day and continuing to improve. But, yeah, there was no set plan in place, I believe.
Hey, Mitch, what was your relationship like with Mac Collins?
Mac is my boy. That's one of my best friends. We're really close to North Carolina, and we still talk. I don't know how well you guys know Mac, but he's in my ear a lot about this game, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. And I always wish Mac the best going forward because he's one of my really close best friends.
What's the animal or reptile that was most odd that you've seen him have?
The snakes. He's got two snakes, and I go over there all the time, even on feeding day to watch them. But they're not normal snakes. I mean, some snakes you can go over to people's houses and you can hold them. I will never hold Mac snakes because they're big and they're mean.
His touchdown celebration got a lot of attention. As you were watching it or as you saw the highlights, what'd you think of it?
I was so hyped. I was actually trying to talk to him before the game, but I couldn't get a hold of him, and I saw him riding in on his bike, which is classic Mac. And then, yeah, the dance in the end zone, I was so hyped for him on that touchdown, so I was texting him as it was happening. Obviously, he wasn't getting it because it was during the game, but I got to talk to him after, and I'm just happy for that. And, yeah, he's a goofball doing those crazy dances.
And what's he saying to you this week?
I talked to him last week. I haven't talked to him this week yet, but you know, he's talking smack. He's saying they're going to be all over us, and but I'm looking forward to a great game, and I can't wait to see him and the rest of the guys.
Mitch, how many starts did you have at North Carolina?
13.
Was there any concern that you know maybe that wasn't enough to be ready for this yet, or did you just feel you were ready?
Oh, I wasn't concerned at all. I know other people were, but. I was very comfortable with where I was at, my progression, and I knew I could come in and start in the NFL as a rookie, and that's what I dreamed of, and that's what I worked on. So I just came in confident, worked my butt off, and now I'm here just trying to get better each week. But, yeah, I wasn't worried about the college stats at all. I know a lot of people bought into that, but it didn't faze me.
What was going through your mind on draft night with the trade-up and everything? Did you have any kind of idea or sense that Chicago was wanted you and was going to trade up one spot to get you two?
I had no idea. They really kept it secret the whole time. I didn't meet with them kind of secretly there, but I didn't think they were as interested as they were but for them to trade up for me. My mindset going throughout the whole draft is that I was going to end up in the spot that I was meant to be, and that definitely came true. So I really believe I was meant to be here in Chicago, and I just can't wait for what the future holds. And it's been exciting ever since my name got called on draft night.
In getting back to Carson, what part of his rookie season do you kind of take the most from or that could be the best model for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think I know how hard Carson works and how he inserts himself in the building, and I think what I took away from him is just how he earned people's respect with his play and how he prepares, and that's really the way you want to do it coming in as a quarterback. not about talking, it's about action. So coming into your building, you want to be a leader. You want to show everyone you know the playbook and that you could be the face of the franchise. So I think seeing his example is something I can learn from and what I'm continuing to do here in Chicago, just be the face of the franchise, show guys that I know the playbook and I'm meant to be in this role and that I can help the team win.
Is it any solace or a consolation to you that this time last year he was going through a lot of the same things your team and you were going through now?
Yeah, it's you just gotta roll with the punches, take the good with the bad, try to get better every day, and just always believe that that your team's gonna be successful and there's gonna be better days down the road. So yeah, we've hit kind of a rough patch now, but looking at what they did last year and kind of teams that have turned around year to year, we're trying to fit that picture. So we just gotta keep believing, keep buying in, keep improving every day, and hopefully we could get on the roll soon.